Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
But joining us now, let's welcome in AD Jim Smith. Jim, good morning and welcome to 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney and Vinny Serrato, how are you feeling this morning?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on today. Looking forward to doing this throughout the year.
Awesome. And look, let's get right into it. I mean, you've been on the job for a few months now. You've been in the area for over a month as well, once the duties with the All-Star Game were done in Atlanta. When you took the job, and you understood the challenges of taking over the Athletic, the program, generating dough has always been kind of a problem there. I know the playing field might be more level now than it was a couple of years ago, but when you first came in and took the job at the University of Maryland in regards to fundraising and getting all of that done, generating alums, getting them to get in, and et cetera, what was the most challenging part of it, and what's the battle plan been so far?
So I got to be honest, I can't tell you that it's been enormously challenging. It's been really welcoming coming into the market. And, you know, when you come in from another big market into a big market, you realize there's a lot of competition in the market. It means that there's also a lot of opportunity. And, you know, one of the things that we really want to focus on here at Maryland is owning Saturday, because this is a great football market. And, you know, we can own Saturday. And if we own Saturday, and the Ravens and the Commanders can own Sunday, I think we're going to have accomplished something really special in the market for football.
Now to that, and full disclosure, I was a 13-year season ticket holder at University of Maryland. We tapped out because we got old and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But since 2011, Jim, I've been to maybe five games in total. And attendance has been kind of down. And, you know, I know it's all results-based in a lot of ways, but what's the best way to own Saturday if you're getting people like me to get back into the stadium there?
Yeah, so I mean, it starts with your experience here at the stadium, right? I mean, so from the time you leave your driveway to the time you go home, did you have an incredible experience? And did we put a competitive product on the field during that time as well? So when you can combine both of those things, then you're going to be feeling compelled to come to our game. So you may not feel that right now, and that's part of our job, is how do we make you feel compelled to come back to College Park, that the experience is incredible, that you have fun while you're here, and you see a really competitive football game.
Now, Jim, how will you evaluate, you know, when you first come out of job, you have all these coaches, you don't know any of them. How do you evaluate the coaches on your staff?
So, look, I've been working in pro sports for, you know, 30 years now. So you have a lot of contacts. I have a lot, like Vinny does, a lot of contacts in the NFL, a lot of contacts in the NBA, a lot of contacts in Major League Baseball, a lot of contacts in soccer. And you start working your network and saying, hey, what do you know about Maryland? What do you know about these coaches? And you learn a lot pretty fast on where these coaches are. And I'm really proud of the coaches. This is a really good group of coaches. They want to be at Maryland. They want to win here at Maryland. And this goes from field hockey to football all the way through. I know we focus a lot on football and men's and women's basketball, but really top to bottom, we have excellent coaches here. And they want to be at Maryland. They want to be successful at Maryland. They've been punching above their weight because, you know, we haven't had the resources that maybe other Big Ten schools have had. And so I'm just excited to be here to be able to bring some outside thoughts in and what will eventually be additional resources for these coaches to be very successful in the Big Ten.
Now, Jim, like with football, will you be hands-on? You know, do you meet with the coaches every week? You know, those types of things with the coaching staff? You know, like on Mondays, will you sit down with Locks on Mondays? Like, hey, Mike, you know, blah, blah, you know, what do you think of the game? What do we got to do to better? All that, or do you have like somebody else who's in charge of football and you oversee all?
So a little bit of both, but I talk to Coach Loxley pretty much every day, right? I go to practice. We talk about how the team is, how we're progressing, you know, where our areas of opportunity are. You know, we're talking about next year. you know, we're charting a course for the future of successful football at Maryland. And so I'm in a daily conversation with him. And then I have a day-to-day administrator who's working with the football program, and that's Diana Sabo, who's obviously been in at Ohio State and has run the athletic program at Utah State. So between the two of us, I think we're covering football really well, and that's how we're going to approach it.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, talking to the new AD right before kickoff, a couple of days before Maryland starts their season against Florida Atlantic. In regard to reaching out to maybe some alums, like high-profile kind of football, basketball, baseball players, I mean, you got a lot of Maryland Terps in major leagues right now, reaching them and getting them to be reconnected with the university and the program, is that something that is a priority right now, or are they kind of coming forward themselves at this time?
It's a little bit of both, but it is definitely a priority. We have to reengage all our former student athletes to feel connected to our program. And, you know, over time, sometimes that ebbs and flows, but I think we have to be really consistent in our approach and how we make them still feel part of the family, regardless of where they are in their career or where we are on the field or on the court. So I think that's incumbent on the department to make sure that they feel welcome and connected to the athletic department.
Hey, Jim, what made this job attractive to you to get involved with the process? Because, like, nobody heard your name, and then all of a sudden, boom, Jim Smith, the AD.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yeah, so that's that was a little bit by design, right? I mean, there, if you want candidates to come from different backgrounds, I think you have to have a really good process. But the job was really compelling. The way the job description was written was far more of a president of a professional sports team than it was a traditional athletic director role. I said, 5 years ago, I'm not even a remote candidate for a job like this. But the way Maryland looked at this for the future and where collegiate athletics looks to be going is far more towards a pro model than a traditional college model. And then, I got to spend some time with President Pines. And, you talk to anybody in college athletics and they're going to tell you that, hey, you need to have a supportive administration and a supportive president if you want your athletic department to be successful. And Maryland is very fortunate to have that here with Dr. Pines.
Jim, last thing for you, because we know you're a busy man as football kicks off in a couple of days. What do you want to say to the people of Baltimore listening and beyond in regards to what your vision is for Maryland athletics and certainly for the football team? Because Mike Locksley has made big inroads recruiting-wise, but obviously people want to see the wins and losses start to translate in a more positive way here.
Yeah, I think the big thing that I'm trying to bring to the program is a championship culture, right? I mean, the one thing that we have to believe that every time we take the field, the court, wherever we're competing, that we're going to bring our absolute best, that we can create a culture where the expectations are high, and that we will win, and we will consistently win. And I think that's where I need all of Maryland, not just Baltimore. I need all of Maryland to rally around our athletic department, because we can all do this together and have success together and enjoy what the fruits of our labor will be, which is what we all want, which is championships.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.